Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and given his Holy Spirit to guide you and keep you. That's giving you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. We are here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your mommy. Go wake up your daddy. Go wake up your grandmama. Go wake up your granddaddy. Wake up the oldest girl, the youngest girl, the oldest boy, and the youngest boy. Wake them all up. Let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Oh, let them know now. Go wake them up. Get them out the bed, sleepy head. Get them out the bed, sleepy head. Get them out the bed. Oh, we're beaming the love of God throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth area. From the Dallas-Fort Worth area throughout the known world. Web internet radio can be found. Get them out to bed, sleepyhead. Oh, I know what I need to go do. I'm going to get my bus today. Yeah, I'm going to get my bus. I'm going to let them roosters rest. You know, y'all, them roosters are in love. Yeah, I got a new hen out there. And them roosters, I can't get them to come on out the chicken, y'all. So, listen, I'm on play. Come on, y'all. Listen, I'm going to go through the neighborhood. All right. All right. All right, BB, Bobo, y'all come on. Come on. Come on, Mary Ellen. Come on, Jim Bob. Yeah. I'm going down Walton Alley today. Mary Ellen, Jim Bob, come on now. Y'all need to come on. Come on. All right. Y'all need to hair up. Wake up, Grandpa. Wake up, Grandma. Wake them all up this morning. Yeah, they need to get on the bus, too. Yeah, they can get on the bus, too. All right. Thank y'all. Let me go get a good song. Here, a good song right here. This is by Miss Betty Keller saying, you can make it. Yes, you can. You can make it.
You can make it.
What did you say, Miss Betty? Tell them about the trials.
This trial.
What you say about the trial?
You're going through.
What you say?
God's gonna show you just what to do.
You say God is gonna show us what to do?
You can make it.
Oh, I think you got something good here, Miss Betty.
You can make it.
Come on to the mic. Come on around, y'all. I'm gonna let Miss Betty have it this morning.
You can make it. sanctified heart, you can make it.
Give her a hand. Let's give her a hand. That's Miss Betty Keller. That was Miss Betty Keller letting us know that you can make it. You're not in this thing alone. God won't let that trouble last too long because you're not in this thing all alone. You can make it. I say you can make it. All right. That's your song for the day. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. We're still reading out of the Old Testament. We'll be reading this morning out of the book of Haggai. The Old Testament book of Haggai. And then we're going to go on over to Zechariah. All right, so we'll start with Haggai chapter 1. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
The word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Josadak, the high priest.
This is what the Lord Almighty says. These people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house.
Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai.
Is it a time for you yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin? Now, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much, but have harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build the house, so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord. You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home, I blew away. Why? Declares the Lord Almighty. Because of my house, which remains a ruin while each of you is busy with his own house. Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their dew and the earth its crops. I called for a drought on the fields and the mountains, on the grain, the new wine, the olive oil, and everything else the ground produces, on people and livestock, and on all the labor of your hands.
Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Josadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God had sent him, and the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave this message of the Lord to the people.
I am with you, declares the Lord.
So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Josadak, the high priest, and the spirit of the whole remnant of the people. They came and began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month. In the second year of King Darius, on the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai.
Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to Joshua, son of Josadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people. Ask them, who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing? But now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Josadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work. For I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty.
On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai.
This is what the Lord Almighty says. Ask the priest what the Lord says. If a person carries consecrated meat in the fold of his garment, and that fold touches some bread or stew, some wine, olive oil, or other food, does it become consecrated?
The priests answered,
no.
Then Haggai said,
if a person defiled by contact with a dead body touches one of these things, does it become defiled?
Yes,
the priests replied.
It becomes defiled.
So it is with this people and this nation in my sight,
declares the Lord.
Whatever they do and whatever they offer there is defiled. Now give careful thought to this. From this day on, consider how things were before one stone was laid on another in the Lord's temple. When anyone came to a heap of 20 measures, there were only 10. When anyone went to a wine vat to draw 50 measures, there were only 20. I struck all the work of your hands with blight, mildew, and hail. Yet you did not return to me,
declares the Lord.
From this day on, from this 24th day of the ninth month, give careful thought to the day when the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Give careful thought. Is there yet any seed left in the barn? Until now, the vine and the fig tree, the pomegranate and the olive tree have not borne fruit. From this day on, I will bless you.
The word of the Lord came to Haggai a second time on the 24th day of the month.
Tell Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, that I am going to shake the heavens and the earth. I will overturn royal thrones and shatter the power of the foreign kingdoms. I will overthrow chariots and their drivers. Horses and their riders will fall, each by the sword of his comrade. On that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will take you, my servant Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and I will make you like my signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord Almighty.
Standing among the myrtle trees, explained,
They are the ones the Lord has sent to go throughout the earth.
And they reported to the angel of the Lord, who was standing among the myrtle trees.
We have gone throughout the earth and found the whole world at rest and in peace.
Then the angel of the Lord said,
Lord Almighty, how long will you withhold mercy from Jerusalem and from the towns of Judah, which you have been angry with these 70 years?
So, the Lord spoke kind and comforting words to the angel who talked with me. Then the angel who was speaking to me said,
Proclaim this word. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I am very jealous for Jerusalem and Zion. And I am very angry with the nations that feel secure. I was only a little angry, but they added to the calamity. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will return to Jerusalem with mercy, and there my house will be rebuilt, and the measuring line will be stretched out over Jerusalem, declares the Lord Almighty. Proclaim further, this is what the Lord Almighty says. My towns will again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion and choose Jerusalem.
Then I looked up, and there before me were four horns. I asked the angel who was speaking to me, What are these? He answered me,
These are the horns that scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem.
Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. I asked, What are these coming to do? He answered,
These are the horns that scattered Judah so its people could not raise their heads. But the craftsmen have come to terrify them and throw down these horns of the nations who lifted up their horns against the land of Judah to scatter its people.
Then I looked up, and there before me was a man with a measuring line in his hand. I asked, Where are you going? He answered me,
To measure Jerusalem. Find out how wide and how long it is.
While the angel who was speaking to me was leaving, another angel came to meet him and said to him,
Run, tell that young man, Jerusalem will be a city without walls because of the great number of people and animals in it, and I myself will be a wall of fire around it, declares the Lord, and I will be his glory within.
Come, come, flee from the land of the north,
declares the Lord.
For I have scattered you to the four winds of heaven,
declares the Lord.
Come, Zion, escape, you who live in daughter Babylon.
For this is what the Lord Almighty says.
After the Glorious One has sent me against the nations that have plundered you, for whoever touches you touches the apple of his eye. I will surely raise my hand against them so that their slaves will plunder them. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me. Shout and be glad, daughter Zion, for I am coming and I will live among you,
declares the Lord.
Many nations will be joined with the Lord in that day and will become my people. I will live among you, and you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. The Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be still before the Lord, all people, because he has roused himself from his holy dwelling.
All right. That was our scripture reading for the day. We read out of the book of Haggai chapter 1 through Zechariah chapter 2. That was Haggai chapter 1 through Zechariah chapter 2. May God bless those who have heard and who have read his holy and divine word. All right, y'all, it's prayer time. It's prayer time, y'all. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all. Come on, mama, daddy, sister, brother, niece, nephew, grandmama, grab granddaughter's hand. Come on, grandpa, grab that grandboy's hand there. Grab their hand. whoever is there in the house, grab their hand, say, come on, y'all, it's prayer time. Let's pray with this preacher. Come on, I'm going to pray with y'all this morning. Come on, come on. It ain't as bad as you think it is. There's nothing too hard for our God. Come on, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you again for being so good to us. You've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And Lord, we are so thankful, dear God, of all the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Lord, you have bestowed upon us life, health, and peace. Thank you, dear God, for the jobs that we have. And Lord, we do want to pray about our jobs today. Oh, dear God, I want to pray for every worker that's getting up this morning to go to a job, dear God. Lord, I pray that you will go before them, go with them, and go behind them, dear God. Let them know, dear God, they're not going on that job by themselves. Let them know you are in their corner this morning. Because, Lord, you said in your word, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. I'll be with you always, even till the end of the age. So be with that person that's on that hard job. Be with that person that's on a tough assignment. Be with that person, dear God, that's in a dark place. Lord, let them know, Lord, that you can use them in a dark place. Because, Lord, you want them to let their light so shine before men that others can see their good work and will cause them to glorify God. Oh, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, dear God, for giving us all these jobs, dear God. Then I pray, dear God, for our supervisors. I pray for our managers. I pray for all that's in authority on our jobs. I pray for those that's in authority out in the community, dear God. I pray for all of our city councilmen. I pray, dear God, for our mayors, our governors. I pray for our congressmen. I pray for our senators. I pray for those that's sitting on the Supreme Court justices, and everybody that's working in government, dear God. I pray, dear God, that you'll just take the reins of our government, dear God. Oh, dear God, for the scripture says that, Lord, that promotion come not from the east or the west, but promotions come from the Lord. Lord, you rise up one king and you bring down another, dear God. Touch in a mighty way, dear God. Whatever is wrong with our country, Lord, we pray that you would indeed make it right. So, Lord, we commit this day to your care, for we ask it in Jesus' name, and for its sake we pray. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it, that's it, that's it, that is it for In Your Corner this morning. All right, let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That means music and a whole lot more. Get ready now. Get ready. Get ready. You better get ready for this sermon. And get ready for this early morning sermon. I'm going to have that on for you in a minute or so. All right. So get ready. Get ready for it now. And then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back again with Ghostbusters. Because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room, where I give you a Christian response to the issue by day. Then at 9 o'clock, I'll be back with a look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It's a radio drama, real live people. Make your face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, miss any of these programs. Guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us. Because we are in your corner.